Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The Return of Old Reliable by Oscar Rios. Started, somebody want to catch us up on what happened last time?
Sure. Somebody does. What did we do? We went to the... We started out in town, and we got a bunch of flammables and ammunition and stuff, and then we headed towards the naval base, but before we could really get going, there was a military truck that came into the town, and they were collecting batteries from the vehicles and dead bodies. And we don't know if they were collecting the batteries because they wanted batteries or just to keep the vehicles from operating. But in any case, after a failed attempt at subterfuge, we killed the four somewhat zombie-like soldiers that were in the truck. And then we took the truck and, yes, with a flat tire. Oh, no, we changed the tire. Drove it to the base and drove through the gates and... shot some soldiers along the way who didn't seem particularly interested in coming after us. And we headed towards the Dr. Young's, towards the animal testing lab, where some kind of robot machine tried to defend against us after we shot it. And eventually we destroyed it. It took a while, and we had to sort of run around and do some shenanigans. But in the meantime, our reporter friend disappeared into the building, and we have not seen him since. So I think the three of us. Oh no! And then but what we did see, that was crazy. was that the roof blew off the building, or the wall blew out, and a large monkey head. Floated up through the roof and continues to grow and float higher and higher.
That sounds about right. So you guys are standing outside in the parking lot. You saw the giant monkey brain burst out of the side of the building. And it grows to the size of a good-sized blimp and floats up, and you can hear... Why don't you all make a POW roll?
Hmm. 46 is going to be a normal success.
Regular success for me.
And Mr. Reynolds?
Oh, sorry. I said extreme success.
Oh, I apologize. I missed that.
No worries. No worries. So you
can feel a pressure and like a sharp pain in your head as the brain kind of floats over you and you're looking up at it, and it rises high into the sky, and you can hear a voice in your head. Humans, you are resistant to my powers, but no matter. You will join Dr. Jung in bearing witness to my ascension. Your account of the coming weeks will be the history of the last days of mankind. Humanity will pay for its arrogance and cruelty. Science has unleashed the wind, and your civilization will reap the whirlwind. I have a world to conquer.
Can we shoot it?
Jeez.
Go right ahead.
That's not good.
Not that it's likely to do very much, but I do have this rifle out and ready to roll. And I'm kind of freaked out. And ooh, but a 92 is not going to hit it, even though it's a giant monkey brain floating in the air.
It is getting higher. It is moving away.
All right. Well, we'll take a shot with a shotgun. That's a regular success. How far away do you think he is in terms of yards?
All of them.
Yes.
How about 100? How does that do you?
Well, he's out of range then.
How about 50? Would that make you
50
happier?
It would make me 6 points happier.
Okay.
Than none at all.
Okay. The brain continues to float and move.
Huh.
Hang on just a second, guys. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Well, if there's any information about what this thing is or where it came from, it must be inside the lab. Perhaps we should go in there.
Clearly, it's the monkey from the pictures.
Sure. How do we stop it?
What they put into it, that's, I guess... Well, come on. The obvious answer is take this knife, cut open my back, and then drip some of this mysterious fluid into it.
What fluid? What are you talking about?
Well, in the picture, it looked like the scientists were injecting something into the spinal column of the monkey that ended up mutating its brain, making it bigger.
You want us to make you into a giant floating head of doom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't understand why you think we should make another one of these. I'm confused, I guess.
Well, fight fire with fire.
So we didn't see anything when we saw we saw an armory. Is that nearby to here?
They're not too far away.
I'm going to run to the armory because that's what my guy does is shoot things.
Oh, yeah. Let's get some rocket launchers.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to go into the lab.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the armory because I...
Go ahead.
...am a biker.
This is your opportunity to do this.
Biker and a fighter and not a science guy.
Yeah. So Mr. Vasily is headed into the lab. Mr. Lee, we don't know where he is yet. Mr. Pliskin and Mr. Reynolds are headed towards the armory.
All right, good luck. We'll check back in when we can.
Will do.
Okay. You can... Let's follow Mr. Pliskin and Mr. Reynolds first. You are able to find the armory.
Okay. Is it unlocked?
It is not.
Well, I still have another shot in my shotgun, so I will shoot the door.
It is now unlocked.
There we go. And I will re-put some bullets in my gun here while I push my way inside.
Okay. It is an armory. There are a number of crates and rifle stands and ammunition crates. And, there are crates of bazookas and grenades and...
You had me at bazookas.
Yeah, you had me at bazookas, man. Awesome.
Yeah, do you know how to use one of these things?
No, point and shoot.
Ah, that's good. I've seen these movies. I'm sure this can't be that hard.
I mean, we just have to make sure we're pointing the right end, I think. And then that hopefully is the biggest challenge.
Yeah, let's just grab one and some...
One each?
And one then, each and some ammo and go get them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Listen rolls.
0-5?
Not a 0-5.
As you're collecting ammunition, you hear the footsteps of somebody walking in the along the pathway leading up to the armory.
All right, I put on my brass knuckles and I stand behind the door, waiting.
Okay.
I put down the bazooka and pull up my rifle or my shotgun.
Let's cut over to Mr. Vasily.
All right. So I will head in. Actually, so I guess I will actually go around and... Did the whole wall get knocked over where this thing came through?
Pretty much, yep.
I will go in through that hole then.
Okay. You can see that the wall that was knocked down on the inside of the wall, there were, at one point, a number of what looked to be cages. They're all smashed and flattened and broken open. You know, animal cages. Mm-hmm. Just inside that, kind of surrounded by debris, is an operating table upon which is laying the body of who you recognize as Dr. Jung, Anna.
Okay.
And she's kind of weeping and whimpering. There's no hope. There's
Anna.
Can't stop him. He can't be stopped.
What can we calm down? Is she tied to or attached to the table, or is she just...
Yes, she is. She's strapped to the table.
I will take out my knife and start cutting loose whatever is holding her down.
Okay. She is heavily bandaged, and as you make your way kind of around from, you know, cut the one side, make your way around, cut the other side, you see Mr. Lee laying on the floor.
Oh, I will run to him and see if he's alive.
He is alive.
And I guess I will see if he is awakeable, see if I can first aid him to get him conscious a little bit. 20 is likely to be a success, but yeah, that's a normal success.
You are able to rouse him. And he just looks up at you with wide, vacant eyes.
Oh, jeez. Young Anna, what happened? What is this thing? What have you done? What has it done? What?
Gordo, it's Gordo.
Yes.
I never dreamed that. I didn't mean for this to happen.
How
it wasn't
it
supposed
what
to
happened?
Be like this. It was the cosmic rays. It would have worked otherwise.
What would have worked?
The serum, the blood that we injected.
What was it supposed to do?
You saw the photos.
Yeah, with the big brain, the monkey.
The other creature, the evil looking thing with the wings.
Oh yeah. Yes.
There's loads of them, and they can fly. They can fly in space, in the vacuum of space, by themselves. Just imagine if we could harness that for ourselves. The space race would be over. We would beat them.
So you took stuff from this creature and put it in the monkey.
Yes.
And now the monkey can fly through space. Did you hear what the monkey said as it left?
It's going to take over the world?
Destroy humanity?
Gordo's going to destroy the world. He's not going to take over the world. What have I done?
We should do something. Where's your notes, your something? I mean, what is there?
Let's cut back to Mr. Pliskin and Mr. Reynolds.
Do we see anyone?
Watching the door.
Presumably you closed the door when you came in.
As much as one can close a door that's lock's been blown out with a shotgun.
Sure, fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
there is a knock at the door.
Who is it?
Hello?
No, I think neither of us answer.
I think you misunderstand. Hello? yes, come in.
I don't want any trouble.
Oh, don't worry about that.
And the door pushes open. And you see a man standing there with his hands, you know, kind of out to the side, palms open, you know, kind of in a, you know, don't hurt me.
A don't shoot me fashion.
Yeah. A don't shoot me kind of fashion. He's late 40s, maybe early 50s. He's wearing a lab coat. His head is a little misshapen. There's a big patch of hair missing from one side of his head and a big scar running down across the scalp. And he has an eye patch.
I pull out my shotgun. Okay, who are you?
My name is Dr. Gregory Myers.
Uh-huh. Are you responsible for that giant monkey thing?
No. I'm an aerospace engineer.
Okay. What are you looking for? What are you doing?
Are you Mr. Reynolds? Are you from the congressional office?
Yes, I am.
I'm the one that sent the letter. That thing. I know how to stop it. I know we can stop it.
You sent the letter, but I thought we received it from Anna Young.
No. Dr. Cyclops, get it?
Oh, that does make more sense.
Yeah.
But you weren't at the diner like you told us to be.
No, I was locked up here in the bunker. I couldn't get out.
Yeah, Cyclops makes a lot more sense now. All right, well, how do we stop it? We've got bazookas.
The capsule. The capsule that Gordo was in. It was hit by the same cosmic rays that mutated him. It did something to the metal.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to keep going with this explanation. Oh,
yeah.
This is my first cosmic monkey problem.
So what? Take the metal?
The metal was hit by the, don't you, it's so simple. The metal was hit by the same cosmic rays, and it set up a disharmonic resonance in the metal.
I'll interrupt him and hold up my brass knuckles right close to his face, and I'll say, maybe you should explain it a little more, if it's so easy.
Why don't you just tell us what to do, and we'll go with you to do the thing.
He looks back and forth between the two of you who are telling him different things.
Yeah, but I've got a shotgun and he's got brass knuckles. Make the right choice.
Yeah. What do you want us to do?
If we can't touch it. The disharmonic resonance in the metal disrupts matter in this reality. But lead lined gloves and lead tools, we can touch it. We can cut off pieces of the capsule. And we put those pieces on the warheads of some M6 rockets, and you can fire them from those bazookas.
Okay. So where do we get lead gloves?
Yeah.
Oh, we have plenty. That part's
he's
easy.
Getting further away. So let's go.
All right, so we're going to get lead gloves. Great. Yeah, let's. Should we bring the bazookas with us?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay. Wasn't really talking to you, but okay, good. Yeah, let's bring them.
Yes. Yes, we should bring them.
Okay. He leads you to one of the hangars. And inside. And you know the big roller door to the hangar is open. And inside the hangar there is a jumble of machinery and parts and kind of bits and bobs scattered all over the hangar. And in the far corner you can see, you know, what you would recognize from the news as a space capsule. And that's it back there, right? Here, we'll need these gloves. And he picks up some gloves and a cutting torch. There's one over here and some tongs, and we should be able to cut some pieces of metal off the capsule. And then we can weld them onto the warheads of the rockets for the bazookas.
All right, sounds great. Let's get to it.
Let's cut back to Mr. Vasily.
Yeah. So do I get anything out of Anna?
You get out that she is sinking into a deeper and deeper despair, believing that she is responsible for
the end of the world.
Causing the end of the world, yes.
All right. What's his bucket there? Clive is conscious, but sort of, so I will just start looking for a journal, looking for the lab notes, looking for something.
Spot hidden rolls.
21 hard success.
You can find some torn up and burned paper that looks like it may have been part of, you know, lab journals, but it's clearly been burned and destroyed.
All right, I will yell at Anna. Did you just? But it doesn't do any good. To destroy? Did you destroy this? Is this you? Was this your doing?
No, it was Gordo. He's so angry. He was. Once he grew to that, before he grew huge and flew away, it was like he was firing lightning bolts from his head.
Like those other creatures. What are those floating brains?
Those are all the people from the base. He's able to control people or kill them or cause their brains to burst out and
brains.
You saw those? She shivers.
Wow, so those were people, huh? I'll try to get Lee to stand up and walk with me out. Side.
He will.
And see what I see.
You see Mr. Pliskin, Mr. Reynolds, and a man in a lab coat walking into a hangar across the way.
I will head over there.
Okay. Reunited.
At last. It's been so long.
I was going to say, and it feels so good.
Yeah. I didn't... Dr. Anna Young is over there. She seems completely... She had no hope. She didn't seem to think we could do anything. What did you guys find? I guess you found some weapons. That's a start.
Yeah, and this guy here, Dr. Cyclops, says that if we put some of the metal on there, there'll be some harmonica dissonance, and it'll work out well for us.
Disharmonic resonance.
Yeah, that's what I said, right?
Wow. So what are we doing?
I guess we're taking pieces of metal off this stuff, but don't touch it. Apparently, if you touch it, it'll be bad, so just use these lead gloves that you apparently found.
Okay. Sure. I guess that makes as much sense as anything else going on today. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you took a, you would have taken a case of rockets from the armory, as well as your bazookas.
Rockets and two bazookas.
Yep. There are six rockets in a crate, And Dr. Myers kind of leads you, you know, in cutting away pieces of the capsule and then, you know, holding, you know, grabbing them with tongs and then holding them onto the warheads and attaching, you know, welding them effectively onto the warheads. Why don't you all make mechanical repair rolls?
All right.
Oh, and that's the end of the scenario.
Well, that's a pretty appropriate number.
Good thing Snake's got a 60.
How many zeros is that?
Just an 86.
Okay. Regular success.
Fail.
Snake pulling through and saving the world.
Hey, machines, I know.
That's the one thing. That's right. That's what you got.
So it takes, you know, all four of you in the course of about half an hour are able to you know, cut off three pieces of metal and weld them onto three rockets. And I'm not sure, should we do the other three as well? He's gonna get to Orlando soon if we don't hurry. Yeah.
So why don't you two, speaking to Edwin and Sean, why don't you two head off with the bazookas? Was there another third bazooka in the armory, Jim?
Nope.
No, only two. Okay. Well, why don't you go, and then I'll try and do these other three.
Sure.
With the dock, and we'll follow behind on my bike.
Okay.
On your bike? There's no way you can catch him. He's moving too fast. We have to fly. We need a helicopter or something.
We're going to shoot a bazooka from a helicopter at a flying monkey.
Does anybody know how to fly a helicopter?
No.
Yeah.
No, I do boats.
Yeah, I can't fly a helicopter.
Boats I can drive.
Dr. Myers kind of shakily raises his hand. I can kind of fly. I have a little problem with the depth perception, but
that's okay.
Wow. I mean, it looked like okay.
I'd say let's go then.
Let's go. As long as there's only go.
If you guys are doing the firing, I'm not so good at aiming.
I'm happy to fire, and I feel like this is a naval base. The helicopter probably has guns on it.
So bring one of those soldering irons with you, the gloves, just in case. Put a piece of metal in a bag or something.
Is this monkey gonna take control of your mind, Doctor?
No. The lead seems to block his powers, and he wraps his knuckles against the scar in his head, and there's kind of a metallic ringing sound.
You have lead in your head.
Metal plate from a he kind of coughs and looks away. Accident some time ago.
Steel? Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Yeah. Let's just get going here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take us to the helicopter.
Well, we have to find one.
Okay, well, let's go look for one.
Gordo had his drones all over, dismantling everything to try to make those pods that... There was one blown up. Was that you? They were dismantling everything in the base.
Oh, the robot-y thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we destroyed one of those.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
Not easily. But, yeah. Yeah, it started shooting at us. Well, it shot back at us, I guess. Yeah.
Well, let's get to the helicopter. Times are wasted.
Let's check the hangars.
There you go. I have this sinking feeling we're going to have to repair a helicopter. You ready, Snake?
I'm ready.
I know where there's a...
I'll grab some just regular tools, you know.
Yeah. I know where there's a truck full of car batteries.
That's true. They're all blown to smithereens, but these parts of batteries scattered across the parking lot.
That's right. There was a little bit of a little environmental damage there.
You rush to the next hangar over, throw the doors open, and you can see that there were certainly some jets and some helicopters parked in here, but they are clearly scrap. Large pieces are missing, and they're kind of laying about. Rush to the next hangar and throw it open. The same thing. You rush to the next hangar and throw it open. And towards the back, there is what appears to be an intact helicopter.
Aha. All right, let's bring it out and fire it up.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go.
Oh boy.
How do we get it out of the? There should be a tractor or something.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a truck. It just has to get pulled out. We can go get the truck and tow it out.
Yeah. I'll go look around. I'll run outside and see if I find, you know, like a yard hostler or whatever they use for it.
You certainly can find one, yes.
Cool. I'll drive it in, back it up, and hook it up.
Okay. You can do that. Tow the helicopter out.
Mm-hmm.
Push aside some of the bits of other aircraft that are in the way. And it, a nice hero shot with the kind of sun heading towards the horizon as the as a snake on the tractor in slow motion pulls the gleaming helicopter out from the hangar, and pulls it clear, and it glints in the sunlight.
Jim, stop trying to butter us up.
I stand in awe.
Humanity's best hope.
That's right, or at least their only hope, apparently. So what happens? So you're saying that this thing can't be touched with any other metal that hasn't been harmonized, Samsonized?
I wouldn't think it would do much damage, but we could certainly try.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, like whether the Air Force is going to be out there shooting at this thing. And then we're going to show up in a helicopter and get blown out of the sky. I mean, I'm not... well, let's go. Can you pilot this thing?
Yes. Let me get it. Let me
started.
Get it started. He climbs into
the fuel tank's full.
To the helicopter and, you know, starts twisting knobs and pushing buttons, and a few minutes later the turbine spins up. It is a light cargo helicopter, you know, so there's plenty of room for the three of you in there.
Get in,
you can kind of very clearly see how you would be able to just, you know, slide the cargo door open and lean out with the bazooka in hand.
Oh yeah,
this is great. We need a theme song. What about Rawhide? That's pretty popular right now. How about the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater?
Oh,
Yeah.
We're all a little crazy.
The rotors start turning.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. And
very soon there.
It's a bad song to sing in a helicopter.
Getting better.
Very soon they're up to speed. Get in, get in. I got it. I got it figured out.
Okay.
Well, that's...
I'm glad we did the thing of waiting until the props are spinning before we... Cause that way we do that duck and the breeze through our hair and all that.
Yeah, very cinematic.
Exactly. So, yeah, I guess get in.
Climb in with your...
Do that thing.
Two bazookas and your three rocket, your three modified rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Off to save the world. So long, Mom.
The helicopter lifts off and turns east, following the direction that you saw Gordo flying off in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, you can look below you and you see the air base as you pass over it and then pass over Morrison. You can see that, you kind of came down Main Street all the way through Morrison, but you can see the whole town is the same, right? There's just, bodies sprawled on the streets and on the sidewalks and, cars stopped and nothing moving. And you get past Morrison and kind of, you're largely kind of following the highway. And you can see where the police roadblock is, where not all that long ago you had your opportunity to get away but turned back. You can see that the police roadblock actually isn't there anymore. There's a crater in the ground and some scorch marks. And the police cars and jeeps and army jeeps that were there are twisted and broken and burnt, scattered around. As you follow the highway, you can see every so often there are cars skidded off the side of the road. Some of them are still burning. All of them are wreckage. And you come over another small town, and the town is much like what you saw Morrison was, only much more recent. Bodies in the streets, bodies on the sidewalks, smoke rising from many of the buildings, burnt craters pockmarking the city. In the distance ahead of you, on the horizon, you can start to see the big city, Orlando. And between you and Orlando, you can see a giant flying brain.
There it is.
Periodically, a bolt of electricity shoots from the brain down to the ground, and there's you can, even from the distance, you're closing the distance fast. The helicopter is moving much faster than the brain is, but you can, hear a kaboom and a thump and explosion, and see fire on the ground and smoke rising up.
Boy. One hit with one of those little lightning bolts, and we're dead.
Yep. Better make those shots count, guys.
Why don't you all make sanity rolls?
Okay. That's a success.
I mean, I'd argue, but you can't really with a giant floating monkey brain. That's a fail.
Fail.
I think a D6 is kind of reasonable for this situation.
Come on.
And a one on the pass, or is that a D6 on the pass?
Yeah. Sorry, a D6 right. for the failure. How about a D3 for the success?
All right.
I got a 1.
I rolled a 5.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Ooh, nice.
Let's see.
That's not going to go wrong.
Let's just roll an idea here. And it's a regular success for the idea roll.
I have an idea that this is a bad idea.
Exactly.
So what is Mr. Reynolds doing? He's seeing this devastation and giant floating brain. He's bearing down on it in a helicopter with three complete strangers.
Yeah, but these are, you know, constituents. And if he can do good constituent service here, you know, he might get that promotion he's been looking for. I think he's really got to lean way out of the helicopter that'll make sure he gets a nice, clean shot. You know, just barely hold on to it as he's sort of trying to get the right shot here. And at the same time, yipping and howling too. So it's
just
as excited. Yeah, this is exciting. Let's do it. Let's go.
I'm glad he does not know that I'm not a citizen.
What?
Fair enough.
Hey, right before you shoot, what do you call a monkey in a minefield?
Monkey in a minefield. Something for brains. I don't know.
Baboom.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you fail your sand roll, huh? Mm-hmm.
Make bad puns. Nicely done. Nicely done. Yep. Good little bit of role playing there, Max. Good job.
Oh, I was, you thought I was in character?
We're hoping.
The helicopter bears down on the flying brain. I mean, it's hard to tell what a flying brain is thinking or really what it's doing, but it's certainly not turning to face, I guess, the helicopter.
Well, that's good. So I don't know anything about these things, but I assume that they have at least the range of a rifle. So when we're sort of 100 yards or so, I will see about shooting this thing.
Okay. So, Mr. Vasily, you're going to take a shot?
Yes.
Okay. Give me an intelligence roll.
Okay. 94. Not a success.
Yeah, it's kind of it's not a rifle. Mm. You know,
okay.
It's different. You're not really sure.
I looked at it for a while.
But you can have, and so instead of your rifle skill, you can have a 15% chance in rocket launcher.
Can I, with my mechanical repair, can I just look at it and kind of figure out how it works?
Sure.
To tell them how to shoot it? Oh, 93 is not going to do. Can't
okay.
figure it out. Sorry. Sorry, I don't know.
Good enough. Well, it looks like you just pull this thing and point it that away. And keep it steady there, Doc. 77.
Burn all the luck.
Would you roll a... Yeah, well, you can spend some luck on that if you want to.
I could, but I could not get it down to 15.
Okay. Would you roll a D3 for me, please?
Sure. 2.
Kickback.
Okay. The bazooka fires, and the rocket kind of goes pew, and misses. A nice straight line that arcs down towards the ground and eventually impacts on the ground, but misses the brain, which is presumably what you were shooting at quite a bit.
I guess that's. Yeah.
Get closer,
we better get
Doc.
Closer.
Get closer, right next to it.
Better get closer, yep.
And the brain turns.
Of course it does. I would turn too if I were being shot at by a bazooka.
In my brain butt.
Mr. Pluskin.
I'm just giving moral support at the moment.
Okay. Mr. Vasily, you have a spent bazooka.
What about Mr. Reynolds here? I'll start reloading because we've got two bazookas and three shells total.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I'll use the gloves and help him reload.
Okay.
So that way he can just stay where he's at, and I'll reload the dangerous harmonica bazooka shell.
Fair enough. Mr. Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds, shoot it. Shoot it.
Oh, I want to get closer. I really want to get closer. We need to be right next to it.
This is as close as we're going to get.
No, we can get closer. Keep going, Doctor. Keep going.
It's looking at us. It's
okay.
I'll
go closer.
No.
It's going to get us.
Faster. Yes.
Faster.
Yes, we're getting closer. Yes.
A bolt of lightning erupts from the brain and blasts towards the helicopter, but misses it very, very badly.
Yes, we're doing fine. Keep going. Keep going.
Mr. Pluskin.
How far away are we?
If he's that's a good question. Can you answer that?
We'll say the first shot you were, 200 yards. So we'll say you're moving 50 yards closer every time. So you're 150 yards now.
And it's just a 15% skill base for the rocket launcher?
Unless you can figure out a better way to use it with either a successful mechanical repair or intelligence roll, yes.
Well, I'll spend this time as we're flying closer trying to think about how to make it better.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I make an intelligence roll this time rather than a mechanical repair?
Go right ahead.
97. God, I'm an idiot.
Can I roll intelligence?
Hang on.
Ooh.
Mr. Vasily. I'm going in
dexterity.
Yeah.
I rolled 100 on my thinking about it roll.
Oh my God. Don't put your hand in the end of it.
Mr. Reynolds.
I really want to think about how to make sure the shot's going to count the first time. Oh, yeah. And I passed my intelligence roll, although I am under the influence of madness, so if you wanted to put a penalty die in there, that would be reasonable.
No, that's fine. I think it's perfect that you're the one who's able to figure out how to really how to operate it. So if you ever decide to shoot, you can shoot with your
I'm gonna wait till the last
rifle
minute.
Skill. Another bolt of lightning erupts out and hits, what's his skill with his brain bolt that looked like it should hit? Brain bolt. No, he misses.
Oh, yes. This is perfect. Keep going. Keep going.
That one was a lot closer, though.
That's fine.
We're getting closer to him.
Mr. Pluskin, you're now 100 yards from the brain.
I'm really scared. I'm going to shoot it. Here I go.
I'm like petrified.
Oh, Mr. Pluskin, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to hang tight, and I'm going to look over at Vasily and say, shoot now.
Okay, Mr. Vasily.
Hey, that one is a 0-2.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Would you roll me a D2, please?
Sure. 2.
Okay, 1, 2. Okay. You have the brain perfectly lined up in your sights. You can even have a bonus die in your roll if you want it, but I don't think you need it. You're so close. I mean, 100 yards.
Oh, I thought that was my shot.
Yeah, it was. I'm just saying, if you wanted to roll a penalty bonus die to make it better, you could.
Oh, I see what you're saying. To see if I can improve on an 0-2?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not sure how that would happen, but okay.
Hold on.
Perfectly lined up. The rocket fires straight and true and then explodes in midair halfway to the brain.
Oh, my God.
We're so close.
Mr. Reynolds, you're 100 yards from the brain.
Yeah, you do.
We're close enough range. I'm going to take the shot. I'm taking the shot.
I thought you said it couldn't mess with the harmonica.
What? Are you talking to me?
Isn't the reason we have the special bullets is so that it can't mess with it?
We must have had trouble with the when we made it. It must not have been attached right.
It's all fine, Doctor. Don't worry.
The welding weakened the metal of the nose cone.
Here we go. Don't worry.
You can have a bonus die, Mr. Reynolds.
That's very helpful. it's a successful roll with a lot of luck being rolled. A luck being rolled.
You gonna spend some luck, make that a success?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You have it lined up. You are so close to it. You can see it there. You're saving all these Florida voters. You pull the trigger, and the rocket fires straight and true, and then explodes before it even gets there.
Wow.
Oh, no. Do we have any more of this material?
A bolt of lightning shoots out from the brain and hits the helicopter. And you all scream as lightning courses through you, and you can all take a D12 damage.
Oh, God.
Wow, I haven't used a D12.
That's 9. I'm going to roll my con check here.
I'm unconscious, and that's a major wound.
Success.
I'm conscious and fine. This is fine.
Yeah. I guess I'll grab my rifle and start shooting it. We're right there, and eventually we're going to run the helicopter into it.
Wait, is there any of the material left over? Do we have any of the extra metal with us?
Nope, we left with just 3.
All right, Doctor, you've got to hit right into it.
I am unconscious with a major wound. Hopefully, hold on, let me make a luck check here. Yeah, nope, I definitely was not wearing my seatbelt.
Snake guy falls to the floor of the helicopter and is rolling around.
Oh boy.
You've got to aim the helicopter right for it. You've got to just go right into it, Doctor.
Shut up. There's no need for us all to die for this thing. And I'm gonna try to elbow Reynolds in the head.
Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, 93 is not going to do a lot of good.
You want to fight back, Mr. Reynolds, or?
No. Keep going, Doctor. Okay. Keep going, Doctor. I've got to take this thing out. Whatever it takes.
There's no chance. You missed. How could you miss? We should have made more rockets. We should have.
I start shooting it with my rifle.
You told us we had to go right away, Doctor. This is your fault. You've got to pay for it.
Give me a persuasion.
Did you roll your D10?
I did. I took 4 points of damage, and I have
not that one. The number of rounds that you're a nutter.
Oh, that's a good point.
It doesn't matter. He's loving it now.
Good news. I've decided the monkey is a communist, so we're in trouble. You want me to do a persuade roll?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a hard success.
Oh, shit.
Actually, I'm going to burn 5 and make it an extreme success just because it's...
Edwin, I'm glad I passed out before.
Yep.
We've got to do this. It's for America, Doctor. For America.
I don't think it'll do any good, but let's try. And the helicopter accelerates. Mr. Vasily.
Maybe there's a parachute in here. You should do a luck roll.
It's actually the next. Yeah. That would have been the next thing Snake was going to look for. had he not gone unconscious.
I'm going to
look for any large bodies of water around.
Yeah, what are we over? What are we doing here?
You are over the swamps outside of Orlando at about 1,000 feet.
That's survivable. Oh,
yeah. That's totally survivable. Yeah, I'm jumping.
Okay. Vasily leaps from the helicopter, falling.
He's unconscious. You have to push him out.
Falling.
No.
Oh, no.
You look up and you see the helicopter flying straight at the brain, and there's a blue flash and an explosion as the helicopter is consumed in a ball of fire, and the brain turns and flies on. How about a luck roll from Mr. Vasily?
That is 11 out of 20.
How about a D? I don't know. What's reasonable here?
I've got 2 hit points. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you would take at least 2 hit points from falling 1,000 feet into a swamp.
He's not hurt enough to know that he made it to the ground and didn't die from just sudden impact. Just enough to see the helicopter explode and no hope of success.
Yeah.
I think that seems like the right amount of damage.
The end.
Wow.
I'm having flashbacks to that. There was a scenario that we ended in a hot air balloon or something.
Oh, at the Terror from the Skies. No.
Yep.
Yeah. Similarly, explosively and uselessly, I think.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. Wow. That was great.
So what?
So we had 1 of 3, and the one that was good was the one that I misfired the first time?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's sweet. Perfect. So I really thought initially that this was going to go Area 51 aliens vibe.
But
it went off the rails real quick.
Not giant floating brains? Not what you were expecting?
No, not giant floating monkey brain shooting lightning bolts.
It was funny, though. I could totally hear Oscar's voice as you were reading the speech.
Yes. Yeah, that's verbatim in the scenario. I actually cut a little bit out of it, but...
It totally sounded like him. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Not accent-wise, but word choice, yeah.
So you have to do all 6 of them?
No, you don't. You don't have to. You just have to, you know, get a few, and then, you know, the D3 and then the D2. Where I had a list of basically the order in which you guys gave me your mechanical repair failures and successes, and the first one was the first shot was the one that came up as the only one that worked out of the 3.
Right, the one that Snake made.
Yep.
Got it.
And would that one have been enough if it had hit?
The scenario is a little vague on that point as to, exactly
how to actually kill it.
Well, no, I mean, that's the way to kill it, but, it doesn't actually say that, do you have to just hit it with, one is enough.
Okay. So, yeah, all right.
Or one is, let's say one is potentially enough.
Right, right.
Because each one will do 8d6 damage, and you have to do 45 hit points of damage to kill him.
4 times 7, 28. Oh, yeah, so it would have taken 2 good shots, probably.
Dang.
And we did have two that were on target. We just didn't have.
And they were just the two broken ones.
Two good shells. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good for us. I mean, bad for the world, but.
But we're not here for it, so it's okay.
We don't have to worry about it, exactly. And I'm protected in my swamp of death. Huh. And I guess we sort of know what happened. Yeah, that they. But, so the cosmic rays are just. It, that was just. They're just bad theory.
Nope. The. Yeah, so the cosmic rays reacted with the blood of the Byakki and mutated Gordo into a giant brain.
Well, that's normally what happens when you mix cosmic rays, monkeys, and Byakki blood.
It
is. I mean, everything I've ever read about that.
A recipe for success.
That's really interesting. I had assumed it was Mego because of the floating brains and all. But
Yeah, me too, and the interstellar travel. But I guess it is Byakki too.
Yep. Yep. It's Byakki. That's what it claims anyway. So.
Huh. Well, thanks, cool. Jim.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Did
we miss anything? Did we miss anything major?
Nope.
Well, we missed our shot. That was kind of major.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun. That was really fun.
So I'll get a vote out for next Monday's scenario. What's the story with Dracula dossiers, Sean? Should I include that or not?
I wouldn't include it. Yeah. So okay. Randall basically said after Eternal Lies, he didn't want to run another long one again. I'm not even sure how my name got on there. I've run it a couple of times and it's fun, but I'm not. I don't know. Edwin, what do you think? I don't think it's super great for
us.
Since, without trying to have to explain that. I think we do better when there's a linearness to at least we could say that we could have followed, even if we don't. Whereas this is a little bit more, you know, for every place you go, it could be what it seems to be. It could be this option or it could be that option. So it's never the same game twice, which is great. But it also sometimes lead to sort of a soft story, which I'm not sure how well would work.
Hmm. Okay. I will leave it out of the vote. Should I just take it? Should we just take it off the list altogether then? Or
Randall may want to play it.
Leave it on
point.
There for when Randall is
he just
recovered.
After re-energized. Yeah.
Well, what Sean's saying is take his name off.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Sean's. I took Sean's name. I'm looking at it right now. So Sean's name is off. Okay. Cool. I'll get a vote going, and we'll see where we go. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. Awesome. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Y'all take care.
All right.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.